The Bible says in Colossians 3:16 that we are to be admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We're going to be talking about the tremendous influence of music. Stay tuned. Reading again in Colossians 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Now, this message and song that we're going to listen to had a tremendous effect on my life when I was a teenager and has ever since been one of my favorite songs. Listen carefully, because this song is sung to the Lord, like the Bible says it ought to be.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my affliction. us through a little while. My dearest treasure, the light of his smile, seeking the lost ones, he died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in him. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone.
Well, I said I wanted to mention the fact that music has a tremendous influence on our lives. If you listen to this broadcast with any regularity, you've heard me mention October the 7th, 1955, on many occasions. And I'm not going to apologize for that, because that was the greatest day in my life. October the 7th, 1955, as a 12-year-old boy, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. The man that preached, I don't remember what his text was. I don't remember a word he said, and that's not to put down the importance of the Word of God, because nobody gets saved without the Word of God. However, I don't remember, but what I do remember in that meeting is the music. I remember as a 12-year-old kid who was unsaved, listening to them sing, "This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." I remember them singing, "How great thou art," and especially, "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me." I remember those hymns like they were sung yesterday afternoon. Well, as I became a Christian and I joined a church and got involved with the young people there, in my teenage years, I was just kind of drifting along. Oh, I was at all the services. I was there for Sunday morning, Sunday night. I was there for the midweek service and the youth meetings and all the rest of it. But one day, a teenage girl in the group came up to me and she said, "You don't take Christianity very seriously, do you?" It kind of shocked me. I thought I did. But then right after that, another young lady in the church got up and sang in one of the services. Her name was Ruth. She sang, "Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway of blessing for me." And then she went on to sing the chorus, "O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement did give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone." That solo absolutely changed my life as a teenager. The power and the influence of music, there's no way to estimate how powerful and how influential the right kind of music is, or the wrong kind of music is. Listen very carefully to the words of this message and song again, and make it your prayer today. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway, a blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my henceforth to